continuation for the Memorial Conference message. So we're on week four this week. I would like Sans to read the title with me if you have the Morning Revival in your hand. Let's read the title together. Amen. Abiding in Christ as the true vine.
Amen.
Amen. First of all, I would say I'm really touched by our brothers and sisters' testimony that they have this heart to shepherd others, nurturing others, and bearing fruit. Right? That's actually the issue of abiding in the Christ as the true vine. So this week's, I was very touched by the title. Because the first word on the title is a verbal noun. It's a noun, but it's a verbal noun. Abiding. So that means that this process never ends. We'll never graduate from this. Right? From the Bible, last 2 weeks, we touched the matter of grafting to the Lord and anointing oil. Compounded anointing oil. And this message is a continuation of the previous two messages. From the Bible, we see that as soon as we regenerated, we are branches. Right? This is from John 15, where the Lord said, we are all branches, and He is the true vine. Right? From this message, I don't know how about you, Sansing. I think the message is so clear.
Yes.
And the Roman numeral, six Roman numerals, logically and the revelation give us the revelation to show how this truth being perceived through the ministry. So from the first one and two Roman numerals, it gave us a revelation to reveal that Lord is the true vine.
Amen.
And we are the branches.
Amen.
Right? So that's the Roman numeral one and two. And then it proceeds to tell us the real practice, the exercise. Right. What does it mean to be a branches? What does it mean to abide in the true vine? Right. So it tells us it's through the anointing. Through the anointing in us, we can keep ourselves abide in the Lord. Right.
Amen.
And then, this cannot be apart from the Spirit, of course. Right. The anointing is from the Spirit. So the next Roman numeral talking about to abide in the Lord is to be one spirit. Right? It's very clear from the 1 Corinthians 6:17, where it said to be with the Lord is to be one spirit. Right? One spirit with the Lord.
Amen.
The mingle spirit.
Amen.
And then the last Roman numeral shows us the issue with this life. When we practice this, when we exercise this, abide in the Lord, we should have an issue. What's that issue? First of all, it's effective prayer. Our prayer should be effective. In the message, we see the brother mentioned many times our prayer is just asking Lord to doing something for us.
Right.
We can't say that's not a prayer, but it's not effective prayer.
Right.
That's not a prayer out of the Lord.
Jeez.
Right? It's like what we need, we ask Him. But if we really have abiding life, abiding practice. You abide with the Lord. When you really be one with the Lord, then the prayer is no longer our prayer.
Yes.
The burden is from the Lord Himself.
Right. Amen.
Our prayer is His prayer.
Amen.
That's effective prayer. That's the issue of abiding in the Lord.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Abiding in His Word. Of course, when we abide in Him, He will give His Word or burden in us, and automatically in our prayer, we will speak that out. We'll pray that out. Right? That will be the effective prayer. And lastly, it touched upon the point of our church life, which is also according to John 15:12. The issue of this abiding in the Lord should issue a church life. And this church life is loving one another.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, if we are abiding in the Lord, we will automatically love one another.
Amen.
You know, if we use our natural love, right. It's all short. We yes. might love for a week or a month,
right.
But during the time, you will lose that love.
Yes.
So we have to practice this to maintain in the Lord. Only the divine love, Only when we abide in the Lord, we can love one another.
Amen.
And Lord is the best pattern for us.
Amen.
Right? Actually, before John 15 is John 14. Right? John 14, there mentions a lot of in Him, in Father, and I am in you. Right? That mentions a lot how the Lord abide in the Father. And we should be doing so. We should be doing the same thing. We should abide in the triune God, so we can love one another.
Right.
Lastly, I want to mention one thing I really touch. That's from the 3:1, John 15, 4 to 5. Lord said, abide in me and I in you, as the branches cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine.
Amen.
So neither can you unless you abide in me.
Amen.
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bear much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really touched the matter that in him is the truth. It's a fact. We are already in him, no doubt. When we got saved, we are already in him, in the triune God. That's revealed in the John 14. But in John 15, Lord mentioned, we have to abide in him.
Amen.
That's about the fellowship.
Yeah.
That we have to put our effort. Actually, in the message, it mentioned if we don't practice this, if we don't exercise abiding in him, he cannot abide in us.
Right.
That's the condition.
Yeah.
Right? He is waiting for us to abide in him first, so he can abide in us.
Yes.
And there's an issue, which is bearing fruit. I hope this is going to be an encouragement for us, not a discouragement. Right? If we can't, I talk this to myself, right? Last year, how many fruit I bear. This is related to the gospel, right? So this should be an issue, that we can bear fruit. Otherwise,
Amen.
From here, according to the Bible, he's gonna cut us. Right? So there's also a serious issue there. So I hope this is really an encouragement for us.
Amen.
We all have this aspiration to abide in the Lord, so we can have this issue to bearing the fruits.
Yes.
I will just stop here, and I think this message is very rich, and I hope Stans can share your portion.
Amen.
How about we start from 3 minutes?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Used to remember, in the Old Testament was the law of Moses and was the prophet. The Lord would speak to the people of Israel through the prophet, right? And they had, the Lord gave, like in Galatians 3, the law just to keep them, guarded as a child conductor to bring them later to the Lord. So now in the New Testament, the law of Moses has been replaced by the law of life, right? The living as. And the prophet is being replaced by the anointing spirit that talks to us in our spirit. But I'm actually very, I was touched by day 5. It says in Roman, in like manner, following the brother saying, we need to have a specific prayer, right? And it says in Romans, in like manner, the spirit also joins in to help in our spirit. But we do not know what we should pray, as it is fitting, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us.
Amen.
With groaning, which cannot be uttered, but he who searches the heart knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because
Amen.
He intercedes for the saints according to God. I went to the doctor because I couldn't walk for a couple of months. I don't know, I was limping, right? And I went to the doctor, who knows for years. I said to him, he checked me, I said to him, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why I'm limping. I don't know. Like my leg, I can't sleep at night. And he said to me, you have the sciatic. Yeah, I have sciatic many years before. Yeah, I think that must be a torsion of the sciatic, the spine. And he said to me, and I asked him, but don't worry about it, it will not really kill you. He said, we're just probably going to limp. He said, just for a little while. Am I going to be limping all the time? He said, yeah. Okay. So I remember when Paul was going to distress in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, he was going to some distress. And and he's calling for the Lord. You know, the Lord said to him, "Because my grace is sufficient for you, but my power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore," says Paul, "most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast in my weaknesses, that the power of Christ might be tabernacle over me."
Amen.
So I learned to pray. I learned that it says in the morning revival, the secret of prayer. What's the secret of prayer? You know, I told the Lord when I was like, after I came out of the doctor, I said, Lord, your grace is sufficient to me. Mm-hmm. You know, if it's your will, you can heal me. Mm-hmm. But it's fine. Your grace is sufficient to me. I said, that's fine. I could limp all my life, but I'll still be with you. Well, a couple of weeks, it disappeared. I don't know how. It just went away. But anyway, His grace is sufficient for us.
Amen.
So brothers, I really enjoy. We need to learn how to pray, but it's not us who are praying. It's Christ praying in us.
Amen.
You see, if we have the right prayer, we will abide. We still abide in the vine. See, to abide in the vine, we need to have the right prayer, specific prayer, and right prayer. I said, Lord, if it's your will, because your grace is sufficient to me, that's fine. Whatever you want, it's fine. So we need to really, saints, to ask the Lord for forgiveness and repent and say, Lord, I love you, and keep abiding in the vine. Because the world is trying to cut us, the branch, not to be abide. But we need to keep praying, read the word, which is the first thing to do in the morning. And all day call his name, he's praying constantly. Amen.
I think I come at the right time.
So
this week, so to graft it to the true vine, Jesus Christ. So I typically want to fellowship day five. We talk about the prayer, right? And then there's a one word that really touched me in the week, which is a kind of a groanings, right? So sometimes we even did not know how to pray. Yeah. So that was a very real experience, you know, because when we just say, "Oh, we grafted to the Lord," it could be a doctrine, you know. But when we experience it, sometimes we're in a situation, you know, there's like going left, you not feel so well. Going right, you not feel so correct. Going forward or going back, none of the way seems fitting. At that time, I think the prayer, you know, the prayer, and sometimes the groaning, you know, the Lord help us.
Amen.
To pray. Yeah. I think the because if you're looking back, life can be hard. I know how you guys feel, but I feel life is sometimes really hard. And you know, when experience this, when experience, so if as long as we connected to the Lord, it's not that bad. The real danger is we just fail. Oh, you know. Where is the Lord? He's so far away. And then all of a sudden, all the negative thoughts can come to you and it can lock you down. And that is the real danger. that's like you feel like you kind of fell down to the pit. And so I think that crucial moment, if you have some God's word, and you have some, even though you don't know how to pray, but if you know that God is inside you, help you to pray. And that's connection. That's kind of a connection to our true vine. That's kind of a life saving. So once we have that, we know, even though we don't know what to do, even though neither direction works, but not a growing, that kind of prayer is connected to us. And once we have no connection, the Lord's power can take us out of that. Amen.
Amen. So, in this week, we see the wonderful picture in John 15.
Amen.
The Lord is the true vine.
Amen.
And brothers and sisters, we are the branches.
Amen.
I appreciated how our meeting started this morning, that to realize that we have been grafted in the vine.
Amen.
We don't need to struggle. We don't need to strive. Amen. We are here already.
Amen.
So we need to realize that. But starting from day one, I was very much reminded that even though this is a reality that we are branches in the vine, we need to take heed to the words of warning that even a little insulation,
right,
a little separation could hinder the fellowship of the divine life.
Amen.
So I really appreciate this prayer. Lord, may there be nothing between like me and you, right, so that this life that is flowing right from the vine through the branches can go forth in an unhindered way. Brothers and sisters, we need to believe that God's life is full of intention.
Amen.
He wants to see much fruit.
Amen.
We know that the picture of the vine tree, there's nothing outstanding about a vine except for its fruit.
Amen.
So God's life wants to spread. It wants to grow. It wants to multiply. It wants to be much fruit. Right? So it actually requires what man, the branches, the cooperation.
Yeah, amen.
And so, like the saints already shared, prayer is man's cooperation with God to allow God's life to accomplish what it has set out for. But I really appreciated this practical matter of what abiding in Him. And if you notice that in verse 4, it says, I in you. But in verse 7,
right,
that I becomes my words.
Amen.
And so, yes, we have to abide in Him, but we need to, practically actually abide in His words.
Amen.
In John 8, that's what it says, abide in my words.
Amen.
And so, when we spend time in the Lord's Word, to muse, to pray over it, then the Logos becomes the Rhema.
Amen.
Because in verse 7, my words is, that word is His Rhema word.
Amen.
That means it's His instant, present speaking.
Amen.
Just like in John 6:63, the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and are life.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, has the Lord spoken to us today?
Amen.
Right? Is the Lord speaking to us in a fresh way? Oh, I just feel this is really the present burden of the Lord. Even from last weekend, right, when our brother visited, he shared with us, even from Jeremiah 15:16, right, that we have to have new discoveries.
Amen.
Your words were found.
Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, we need to find the word every morning.
Amen.
We can't live on stale bread.
Amen.
We need to come before the Lord.
Amen.
And spend time so that the Word can become His present and living speaking to us.
Amen.
When that happens, then whatever we ask, it will be done.
Amen.
But this all hinges on our time with the Lord in the Word.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I still enjoy last week sharing with Brother Ed. We have a wonderful church life. Wherever, regardless wherever we are, we should have a wonderful church life, because church life, he mentioned, is not a court. It's not revealing somebody's weaknesses, but but to be full of love.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Church life is a school. It's a lot of anointing. It is when we abide in Him, there is His word become anointing in us,
Amen.
Teaching us. And so it's, and the third aspect that Brother Edmark mentions, church life is also hospital. We all have impossible sickness that only Lord can cure us.
Amen.
Amen.
The last one is Brother had mentioned also that the church life is a home. I've been in many places in the world and I feel a home wherever we are, regardless. In Piscataway, I will feel home because there is love here. Praise the Lord. And also, I really touched one thing that I did not touch it before about God's economy. We know that Brother mentioning the ministry of the Spirit, ministry of the righteousness, and ministry of reconciliations. And this is the New Testament economy that we will bring us to the New Jerusalem. In the past, New Jerusalem for me, I know, I'm going to New Jerusalem. But this time with Brother Ed's illustration about Leonardo da Vinci and Mona Lisa. See, Leonardo da Vinci will become Mona Lisa. That one is like, right now the painter is Christ. And Christ will become the Mona Lisa, will become the New Jerusalem. This is very touching me. Not only I will become New Jerusalem, but Christ also will become New Jerusalem, and we will become one. Praise the Lord. Right now we need to abide in Him. Apart from Him, we cannot be transformed. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Lord says in that same chapter 15, He's talking about the vine and the branches, and then verse 6, if you do not abide in me, then you're cast out. But the 7 has always puzzled me. It says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you,
Amen.
Ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. But when we put this in the message, you know, day five is what explains this. I see more and more, okay, so this is it. That the matter of prayer, the real genuine prayer, it says here, every prayer that is truly up to the standard surely will have a condition of mutual flowing between God and man, so that man may actually touch God and God may actually touch man. Thus man is united with God and God with man. Therefore the highest and most accurate meaning of prayer is that it is the mutual contact between God and man.
Amen.
Then in the actual text, you know, today's reading, the matter of Elijah's prayer, saints. Elijah was a man of like feeling, it says James 5:17, was a man of like feeling with us, and he earnestly prayed that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And it says you earnestly prayed in Greek means prayed with prayer or prayed in prayer. Thus, this is a very peculiar expression in the Bible. Please remember this is what we mean by prayer of two parties. When Elijah was praying, he was praying with or in a prayer. In other words, he prayed with the prayer of the Spirit within him. And then it says, Andrew Murray once said that a real prayer is the Christ who indwells us, praying to the Christ who is sitting on the throne.
Amen.
So saints, the genuine prayer is not initiated by us, but rather when we exercise our spirit, contact Him, then He is able to pray in us.
Right.
And it is His prayer that is being echoed.
Yes.
Not our prayer for Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, or Lehigh University, but God is praying for you, Lehigh University. So when we pray, when we contact Him, we exercise our spirit, and we pray from the mingled spirit, and the prayer of God is being prayed. Christ is praying in us to the Christ in the throne.
Amen.
This is the real prayer.
Amen.
And this is why the Lord says, you abide in me, then my words abide in you, then whatever you ask, I will do it for you. But if we ask for a job, the Lord is not praying for us to get a job. Then that prayer is not going to be answered. I pray for a lot of people, and the prayer doesn't get answered. And I really understand it's not, you know, the Lord is not initiating that prayer.
Amen.
Earlier, our brother and sister visiting us and shared one word was very touched. He said, our God is moving God.
Yes.
And actually, we can see from this week's message, our Lord's moving edges by His growing. True vine.
Amen.
Has a, how to say, life pop. Is to grow, right? And it's growing. Actually, need our cooperation. Our brother D mentioned earlier that showing us actually John 15 is following John 14.
Yes.
And from John 14, we see we are already in the vine.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
We are already in Christ.
Yes.
But we need to have this experience. This experience is we need to abide in Him. Right?
Yes.
This abiding will help us to experience the fellowship with the Triune God.
Amen.
The fellowship with this the Father and the Son and the Spirit. And in John 14:23, show us this why we are able to abide in Him. It's because the Lord has become this spirit of reality.
Amen.
He abide with
Amen.
Us.
Yes.
Because this, we have this anointing in us. And we can, through abiding in Him, we can enjoy this mingled spirit.
Yes.
And our prayer can become effective.
Yes.
But we really need this experience. I think we are pretty sure. At least I feel I'm very short of this experience. But praise the Lord. The Lord really revealed His heart desire again to us through this week's message. We need to abide in Him. So let Him, so His word will abide in us. So whatever we ask, right? Ask whatever we will. That's verse 7.
Amen.
It will be done for us.
Amen.
And this actually corresponding to verse John chapter 5.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of asking is according to God's will. So it seems it's our will, actually it's God's will.
Amen.
When we are abiding in Him and His word abiding in us, we will have God's will in us.
Amen.
So whatever we pray, we ask, it will be done for us.
Amen.
And very interesting is this week, when I was reading John 15, I found this, actually in verse 2, the Lord started to talk about fruit bearing, right? So this abiding has a particular purpose, is for us to bear fruit.
Yeah.
And that actually go back to this, what I just shared at the beginning. This bear fruit is for the vine trees growing.
Yeah.
I think it's very clear as Brother D shared earlier.
Yes.
This week, this outline is so clear.
Yes.
But just wait for us
Amen.
To exercise.
Amen.
We have everything ready for us. What we need to do is just abiding.
Amen.
And so we will enjoy this fellowship. And we can pray according to God's will. And we can bear fruit. And we can glorify the Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes. I also enjoyed day 5 on a matter of effective prayer. And reading this passage made me realize that a lot of my prayers are not so effective. Like, I pray a lot to the Lord and ask Him to grant me what I want. But they're not bad prayers, but it's not effective. And this reading reminded me of a conference that I attended a year ago. And one of the messages was on prayer. And at one point, the brother giving the message asked all of us, what if the Lord really granted everything we prayed for? And this really struck me because looking back on all my prayers, I think it would be really bad if all of my prayers are fulfilled. And this reading made me realize that at times when I constantly ask for the Lord for things I want, the distance between myself and the Lord actually increases. Mm-hmm. But instead, prayer should be about us abiding in the Lord, cooperating with the Lord, and allowing the Lord to work in us.
Amen.
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 I appreciate this in the opening saying that we are in Christ, but we are not necessarily abide in Christ, because after we believe in the Lord, we have spirit regenerated, but the switch, this maybe is not turned on most of the time, and so our prayer will not be effective every time, right? And I remember one of the semester, Rutgers campus meeting, we covered the meaning of the prayers, and actually there are 3 functions for prayers. First one is to inquire, right? In Philippians 4:6, it says, in nothing be anxious, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, that your requests be made known to God. And but for most of people, we just stop there. Like, we just inquire God to fulfill, like, some of our needs, right? But the second meaning or purpose for prayer is to fellowship, to contact God. Right, and I think this is my personal experience, is that every time I start my prayer with the inquiry, I would have to pray for my family, pray for my job situation, pray for a lot of things. But after I pray, the switch just turned on. My spirit got revived, and because we are gripped in the Lord, and He has something to infuse into us, right? Like the message says, that electricity just infused into us. So that's the fellowshipping with the Lord. And after I pray something about myself, the Lord I just have conversation with the Lord. And just says, Lord, I love you. I just want to spend time with you and forget all the needs I have. Right now, I just want to see you. And then the third purpose of the prayer actually is the kingdom prayer, is to cooperate with the Lord. And it's a John 15:7, right?
Amen.
After we just spend time with the Lord, we abide in Him, and when we are one with Him, all that we ask, it shall be done for us. And that's the ultimate purpose of prayer, because the Lord cannot move without our prayers. But I'm so encouraged that no matter what the prayer I have, no matter it's to inquire or it's just to fellowship with the Lord, when we pray, when we open our mouth, our spirit just the switch is turned on, and the Lord will have a way through us. So since we just need to exercise our spirit, we abide in Him so that He will abide in us.
Amen.
Effective prayers are the issue of our abiding in the Lord and of His word abiding in us.
Amen.
You mentioned a spirit about prayer. This week I really was reminded, and again I got the supply from the verse Romans 8:26 and 27. We all familiar with. Do we have weakness? if the answer is yes, here's the verse can help us to understand and to know, to experience how shall we pray. This is a different, changed my mind, my concept, in fact, in my prayer. In fact, the weakness here is our ignorance of how we should pray. We do not know the kind of prayer God desires, and we are not clear how to pray according to the burden we feel and our being conformed to the image of God's Son. Hence, we groan, just like Romans 22 and 23 says, for we know that the whole creation groans together and travels in pain together until now. And not only so, but we ourselves also, we who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan in ourselves, are eagerly awaiting sonship, the redemption of our body.
Amen.
So in our groaning in the Spirit groans also, interceding for us.
Amen.
His interceding is mainly that we may experience the transformation in life for growth into the maturity of the sonship, that we may be fully conformed to the image of God's Son. So in our prayer, the Lord allows us to pray in any ways according to our need and the burden for the saints. But the Spirit is there already, become our help, to help us how to pray in the God's desire, usher us into His prayer, the burden of His prayer, how to be conformed into the sonship.
Amen.
Amen. Lord Jesus, help us in our weakness. The help is already there. We just need to get it. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord. I'm so happy to be back.
I've been
back to Taiwan for 6 weeks. So it was a long time. So when I read this this book, I was like, oh, I missed so much. But actually, I did not miss that much, because in Taiwan, I remember we were on week one. So this book talks about the Christian life.
Yeah.
Amen.
The week one, I was very touched. It says that a life of living Christ, the Christian life is a life of living Christ. And then the week two talk about graphic life, and week three talking about compound ointment. And this week it talks about abiding in Christ as the true vine. I was very touched by, I think Dee mentioned about this a little bit, the last point about when we abide in Christ and Christ abides in us, we can have the church life. So it's not just about, you know, individual Christian life, it's also about the church life. And it says we can have the genuine church life only by living in a mingled spirit. And the church life is a life of giving, loving one another. And the last point, when we abide in Christ as the vine, we participate in the wonderful fellowship among the co-branches.
Yeah.
I was very touched by this word co-branches. I don't know if we have this feeling that we are all co-branches. Sometimes we talk about, you know, our friends, our colleagues, but I think we really, you know, have the feeling that we are co-branches. We actually live together. And I remember, you know, back in September when I got my mom's text message and saying that I'm dying, come back right away because I have things I want you to do. So, you know, I actually just bought a ticket and went back. But that actually reminded me of, you know, when my dad passed away, I actually, you know, went back to see him the last time, and I was like so struggled, so nervous, feeling that I was not able to see him. So I think this time the trip was like, you know, full of like I was very nervous, you know, afraid that things would happen again. But you know what? When I was in San Francisco, and getting on the plane. And then I was reading the Bible because I was so nervous and I did not know what to do, so I just read the Bible. And the one sitting next to me, she said, "Oh, you are also from the recovery." And I was like, "Okay, how can you tell?" You know? And then she said that she is from the church in Hualien. So then the whole trip she prayed, she prayed with me, and also she invited me to preach the gospel to the neighbors, to the ones who sat around us. And then after I arrived in Taipei, sometimes things would happen and you would tell the Lord, I know it's you. You know, because although she's from Hualien, mm-hmm. she was going to stay in Taipei and in Beitou for one night. Mm-hmm. And then she stayed there, and the next morning, guess what? She actually came to the hospital to visit my mom and with another sister. Mm-hmm. So I just feel that, the Christian life or the church life, it's mm-hmm. really not just like Brother Wu said that it's mm-hmm. not a doctrine. It's real life. And it's practical. But they're not practical in a way that, we're complaining about things or complaining mm-hmm. about jobs. It's real because we can all abide in Him. Amen. And we can be united with Him. Amen. And then we will have a church life full of the Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think from this week, we see that this matter of abiding in the Lord is altogether in the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Right? 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, "He who is joined to the Lord
Amen.
Is one spirit."
Amen.
So we have this the Spirit dwelling in us.
Amen.
So that we could abide in Him. I think if some of us were following in Romans life study this week, this was briefly mentioned that in John 15. You see that there's the sprout, right? The seed is sown and it starts to sprout on this matter of abiding in the vine. But we need a Romans 8 to really open it up to us and make it practical for us to see how can we live a life of abiding
Amen.
In the vine.
Amen.
You know, the Romans 8 is really focused on the spirit of life.
Amen.
Right? We need to see that this spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
So when we take care of our spirit, when we set our mind on the spirit, we can thus abide in the vine.
Amen.
The spirit, the Lord is the spirit today.
Amen.
So we need to take care of the spirit.
Amen.
The spirit is in our spirit.
Amen.
And I know this week there's a lot of fellowship on prayer, but I just want to say the matter of, turning to our spirit, abiding in the vine, in our mingled spirit, is not just a one-time thing. You know, it's not just morning revival in the morning. But in Romans 8, we need to be those who walk according to the Spirit.
Amen.
Saints, we can abide in the Lord all day long.
Amen.
This is the Christian life.
Amen.
We're the branches who abide in the Lord.
Amen.
Not just at a set time, but our walk would be one living in the Lord.
Amen.
And just to mention what Sister Pink shared, we need to see both aspects. There's the individual aspect, and then there's the corporate aspect as well.
Amen.
Individually, I'm just appalled, right? I'm just like, wow. I was just praising the Lord that I can have such an intimate experience of Him in prayer, in fellowship with Him, that He is able to anoint me anoint all of us and let us know what's on His heart,
right,
in our times of prayer with Him. And then we would utter those prayers for the accomplishing of His will.
Amen.
I just thought that, our God is not far away. He's right here. He's dwelling within us. He's making Himself known to us. This anointing is actually the Spirit Himself within us. We can live by such an anointing. But then on the other side, there's also the matter of the corporate aspect, the church life, which is the last Roman numeral.
Yeah.
We need to consider whether or not our church life is the genuine church life.
Amen.
Right? This genuine church life is the life in which we live by our mingled spirit, and there's an issue, and there's even a fellowship. There's a taking care of one another. Right? So it's not just I pray along in my room, but what about the expression of the vine as a whole, right? As his body. And we know that. So I'll just wrap up. But we just need to aspire to have the genuine church life.
Amen.
By walking according to the mingled spirit.
Amen.
Even taking care of one another. Fellowshipping with one another throughout the week. If we're really abiding in Christ, there is an issue. Right? There is the church life. God's expression on the earth.
Amen.
And the church life is a life of loving one another.
Amen.
We know love covers all transgressions.
Amen.
Right? We're not here, just merely an outward way, but we're concerned with one another.
Amen.
We're taking care of one another. This is all the comes out of our abiding in Christ as the vine and walking according to our mingled spirit.
Amen.
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 Oh, thanks. Oh. So, I haven't been able to come to the prayer meeting for a long time. Anyway, I started to come again to the prayer.
Yes.
It's so wonderful. To me, it's so wonderful to be with all the saints praying together.
Amen.
Brother Lee, in the morning revival, Brother Lee said, so about abiding. So the title is Abiding in Christ. Mm-hmm. Now we can say abiding in Christ in lots of ways. It says as the vine. So our John 15 says we're branches. We are branches. He says, I am the vine. I'm the vine. This is a big revelation.
Yes.
Because before we were saved, before we were regenerated, we were by ourselves. Now we're attached. And as Sister Ping said, we're co-branches. Anyway, so John 15, 4 and 5 say, abide in me.
Yes.
And I in you.
Amen.
So day one talks about the insulation. If we sin or we have even the thought of a sinful thought, we need to not only confess that, but condemn that. We need to condemn that. Okay.
Amen.
That's insulation. So that separates us. That stops us from abiding in the Lord. Now also, there's also the matter of restriction. We might restrict the Lord
right.
So that he cannot abide in us.
Right.
So even we may abide in him, but we don't give him space. We say, no, Lord, no, Lord. He likes to say, no, Tom, no, Tom. But we like to say, no, Lord. Anyway, so what do we do? Well, we have to maintain our fellowship with the Lord. This is day one.
Yes.
Day two talks about the anointing. 1 John 2:27. The anointing which you have received from him abides in you.
Amen.
And it teaches us all things. And mainly it says, abide in him. So the anointing is the moving. So we have the life within. We have the consciousness of life. And the anointing is actually more, so that's more like life in nature, in Romans 8, life in nature. The anointing is more like the person. So the person has thoughts, has desires, has intentions, has a will. So the anointing is teaching us all things so that we can abide in him. So here's a simple example. Suppose I say a harsh word to Sean. The Lord might say, Tom, stop. That's the anointing teaching. That's also the sense of life. The anointing teaches us all things to abide, so that we can abide in him. And it's by an inner sense. It's not by an outward teaching.
So we have the outward teachings in the meetings and that we read, but we the teaching is by the anointing is by the inward sense. So when I, if I have the inward sense, Tom, stop. That's the anointing. That's the inward sense within according to the inner consciousness. Now, here's another example. So, this is my experience. You know, you can, anyway, so I pray read the verse. I also pray read the text in the morning revival.
Amen.
I do the same thing in all the messages and books, but I just use the morning, this book. So in the morning, I pray the verse. Who am I? Is that prayer that's going out into the air? No. Maybe in my early life, my early Christian life, it did. But now I realize when I pray or pray read, my pray reading is my praying. My praying is my prayer. And my prayer is my speaking. My speaking to the Lord. My pray reading is also I'm learning to make those words, His words, my words. My words. Anyway, here's my conclusion. So, His words, so during the day, I do the same thing. I pray and pray read the same thing. So, not just in the morning, but through the day. Now, listen to this. Sometimes I'll be praying. So my praying and praying through the day, that becomes my normal speaking, and that becomes my prophesying. But now listen to this. So the anointing, sometimes the Lord says, don't say that. So I pray, my prayer, He says, don't say that. Cut that off. So He's training me how to, He's training me what He desires. Now, to add about the prayer, day 5 and 6, and one more sentence, that inward anointing, that inward, so some, when I'm pray reading, I'm using, there's actual words, but the teaching of the anointing is by the sense. So, as I do this, more and more, I get painted with God.
Amen.
So he teaches us by painting us. When He paints us, then we gain His desire.
Amen.
His desire becomes our desire. Amen. Not by, you know, Tom, no, it's by just, here's another coat, more God, more Christ, more Spirit. And I have a sense, I have the thought, I have the feeling, I have the desire, the will. And I, then, John 15:7, His words abide in me, and I can ask whatever I will, and that asking will be exactly what He's asking He wants in the beginning. So my praying is just what He desires. It's really His prayer. So I can pray, anyway, I can pray in His prayer. I sense His prayer within me, and I can just pray that prayer. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh.
I think really enjoy Saints sharing for this week's message. I'll try to conclude.
Amen.
I think Saints actually shared a lot. Probably don't really need a conclusion, but I feel like, it is really... the Lord actually speaking to us.
Yeah.
Actually recently, I don't know if you brothers, sisters realize that the ministry, all the speaking, really is focused on bringing us back to the basics, right?
Yeah.
And even, this title, right, this series of messages, the Christian life, right? Actually, this week's message is very much related to the previous weeks, right?
Yeah.
I think week 2, it talks about grafted life.
Amen.
So praise the Lord, we have already been grafted Right? This is the fact. You know, as a wild olive tree, we have grafted to this homegrown olive tree. You know, praise the Lord that he has been cut, and the Lord also, when the time when we repented, we also been cut and we have been grafted. So we're actually in this organic union with the Lord. But praise the Lord with these the message also for this week. It tells us that you know, the matter of abiding in the vine, right? The matter of abiding is actually not just the union; it's actually the fellowship, right? You can be union, that's fine, right? You know, we can be grafted. Yes, you're part of the tree, but we need to keep the life supply, life juice constantly flowing, right? The blood supply cannot be right cut off, right? Sometimes when let's say your little finger, if you cut off the blood supply, right? If you put a rubber band. You know, soon after that, right, you'll see like your fingers actually turning blue, right? And our Christian life, we need to have the constantly blood supply.
Amen.
Right, by fellowshipping with the Lord. So this requires our abiding, you know, in the Lord all the time. Right, this is not a one-time deal. This is actually a daily, actually a moment by moment we need to take from Him. Amen. And this week also tells us that actually a very practical way would actually be also be abiding in His Word. His Word abiding in us, right?
Amen.
So it's so important that we touch the Lord through the Word. We touch the Spirit. When we actually come to the Word, we really need to touch the Spirit of the Word.
Amen.
When I was actually, came back from the Iterol, Iterol, the message too was about having a deeper life, right? A hidden life before Him. So actually it was really, I feel like it was the same kind of burden. Bring us back to the Lord, right? Spend time with Him. And one day I was like, I woke up in the morning, I came to the Lord, I try to spend time with the Lord, but somehow I feel like inside I have some insulation. And it was my anxiety. I had some anxiety because some of you brothers know I was actually looking for a job during that time. Actually at that time, praise the Lord, with His grace, actually I got a couple of offers. Amen. But that actually causes some anxiety within me. Which one should I pick, right?
Yeah.
And the time is coming near. They're all pressuring me, you have to make a decision. So that morning I just like I wanted to pray, but that kind of anxiety kind of feeling just kind of was in me and stopping me, right?
Yeah.
From praying. So then the Lord gave me this verse, right? This very, cast all anxiety to Him. So I started pray reading.
Amen.
After I pray reading, I was like, okay, well, the Lord, I give it to your hand, right?
Amen.
I'll continue to pray for this, but this time is between you and me.
Amen.
I don't want anything else to bother me, right? So I even say, okay, Lord, I just give you all this anxiety. I just want to spend time. And after the prayer reading, I just felt, there was a sweet presence of the Lord. So I was like just fellowshipping with Him, getting the life supply. So I just feel like every day, all these kind of things, right, can just haunt us, right? Could be our family situation, whatever situation that we are. Even like today, Satan just puts so many of these, these things around us, right? Distractions, right? Your phone beeps, right? Your social media, whatever, just taking us away from the abiding with the Lord, our time of abiding with the Lord. So a lot of time we just have to actually abiding in Him actually becomes a fight, right? We first really have to, but we cannot fight with ourselves. We actually have to come to the Word, right? And His Word is powerful, right? This is the, in Ephesians, we need to take the full armor of a God, right?
Amen.
And God's Word is the sword.
Amen.
To slay the Satan,
right.
Slay all kinds of insulators,
Amen.
Right, from us. And then once we get through this, we actually this week, right, it talks about saints actually shared a lot about this anointing, right? This anointing would actually be in us, right? This is, the flow of our life will be in us.
Amen.
And then when we have the anointing, of course, you know, our prayer will be effectual because our anointing is actually, the prayer is actually from the Lord
Amen.
Himself. Then, of course, we pray back the prayer to the Lord, He's going to accomplish. Because that is His prayer, right? His prayer is actually in our prayer. Actually, brother mentioned, you know, last week I was, you know, just kind of spontaneously started praying for Europe, right? Because, you know, I was just there and I've witnessed so much of this, the Lord's moving there.
Amen.
You feel like, before when I was praying these items, I just feel like, okay, well, this is like, okay, well, I was kind of like, oh, I need to be in the flow. I need to pray for that, right? This is, I know from a conceptually point of view, I need to pray for Europe. But then when you were there, when you were witnessing, you know, these seeking ones, I just want to give an example. I don't know if I have time. Let me see. Maybe I'll, okay. Maybe just 30 seconds. Actually, the first day when we arrived in Europe, we were actually, it was a Chinese-speaking conference in Paris. So we went straight from, you know, airport to the conference. And there, we actually met a few, you know, French-speaking saints. I mean, they were actually in the Chinese-speaking conference, right? So you see how much seeking they were. And there was this brother. I was like looking at his Bible. I mean, actually the brother next to him, he was showing me. And this brother was so seeking.
Amen.
And all his, he actually wrote these notes on his Bible.
Wow.
And this is like the regular, it's not the recovery version. This is like the sort of a French, I don't know the name of it. This is like their, sort of like the King James, right? Let's say in French. So he wrote all these and even write like a cross-reference.
Yeah.
So he testified that one day he saw his pastor has this recovery version. He was fell in love with it immediately. He said, "Can you give me?" Of course, the pastor probably needed it, but after a few times he was begging, and then he finally gave it to him. So then during the Paris Olympics, when the saints were passing out the Bible, he said, "Oh, this is actually the one I was looking for, right?" That was exactly, he was looking for a church that was practicing these, right? So he actually found us. That's why he got brought into. And there's just so many of these, and saints, if you listen to one of these, the after report, right? The European report. They were saying when the saints were passing out Bible, they're actually the ones that were actually the seeking ones go there and say, can I get baptized? So it's like the Lord is actually moving, right? Lord is moving in Pennsylvania, right? Lord is moving in Europe. So we just need to be, I really appreciate Brother Edward was saying, you know, if in our lifetime, if we can be a stepping stone for the Holy Spirit, for the Spirit, for the Lord's move, then our life is worth it, right?
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I feel like all these is really helping us, right? So I think that, you know, if saints have opportunity, you know, go plan, right?
Amen.
We need to see, I mean, of course, yeah, we enjoy the church life in our locality, but we also need to go plan with the universal body,
Amen.
Right? Our vision will be enlarged, right?
Amen.
And we'll be in His move. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, may the Lord really bless His recovery, bless
Amen.
His move on the earth.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, thank you for speaking, Lord.
Amen.
We appreciate you speaking, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, keep us abiding in the
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, don't let the world cut this from who is abiding, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we pray for all our young people that hasn't come, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, bring them back home, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, keep your anointing speaking to us, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, we love you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, pray for our younger generation.
Amen.
Wherever they are.
Amen.
Whether in PA or New Jersey.
Amen.
Oh, they belong to you.
Amen.
Your Spirit, search for them.
Amen.
Revive them.
Amen.
And keep them abiding in you.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Oh.
Amen.
Lord, I'll give you this week.
Amen.
This week we will have abiding life.
Amen.
Lord, every day we would spend time before you.
Amen.
In your word.
Amen.
With the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, root us deeper in you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, that we can have a proper church life.
Amen.
Loving one another.
Amen.
Oh, for your glory.
Amen.
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 We exercise to abiding in you.
Amen.
Day by day, moment by moment.
Amen.
Oh, now your words abide in us.
Amen.
Amen.
We exercise to ask.
Amen.
Whatever we will.
Amen.
It will be done for us.
Amen.
Lord, reveal your will to us.
Amen.
Anointing in us.
Amen.
So we can bear fruit.
Amen.
Amen.
We also can be one with your move in the whole universe.
Amen.
Locally and universally.
Right. Amen.
Give you the situation in Europe.
Amen.
Lord, your testimony.
Amen.
Will continue to grow.
Amen.
And shine.
Amen.
Amen.
We pray also for your move in the Middle East.
Amen.
Many of them are coming to the Lord.
Amen.
Open their heart, open their eyes.
Amen.
They can see that you are the reality.
Amen.
Amen. We also pray for United States, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for the election, Lord.
Amen.
We pray for your sovereign hand on this country, Lord.
Amen.
You need America for the fulfilling of God's economy over the whole earth.
Amen.
Lord, this country belongs to you.
Amen.
That you would exercise your sovereignty.
Amen.
Your headship, Lord.
Amen.
Head up all the lawlessness.
Amen.
Lord, head up the violence, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for you, Lord.
Amen.
Your economy, for God's move here.
Amen.
Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Head up this election, Lord.
Amen.
Put this country in your headship, Lord.
Amen.
Under the throne.
Amen.
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 Say, keep praying for the Muslims in the Middle East, the Arab world, because actually many of them, I'm coming to the Lord not to recognize him only as a prophet, like they have in the Quran, but as the Lord, as the Son of God, many of them. Let's keep praying also for them.
Amen.
Amen. Saints, for the cleaning service, I put arrangement and detail in the District C. P12 will responsible for the children's room, and the P13 bathroom, P14 is vacuuming. Amen.
Amen.
I think P12 is back. You put on the.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think
P12 is children's room.
Children's room, yeah. I just put it. Yeah. Yeah. 13 is
the
best.
Oh, you put all the.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Oh, really?
The front area.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh